Thank you very much, Bacchus,
said King Midas, before running outside to see if what he wanted more than anything had come true. And after touching a blade of grass and watching it go from verdant green to golden yellow, he knew his wish had been granted. For you see, King Midas loved nothing more than gold. His warehouses and treasure chambers were full of it. Ever since he was a child, he had loved it. He would run and help his father's accountants count and tally and stack and check and cross-check and balance and finally agree on the lump sum before he would ask to be allowed to polish the golden hoard one shiny gold piece at a time. He dreamed of making his wealth grow and grow and bear fruit, much like his vineyards grew delicious grapes. But now that he could touch anything and turn it to gold, he thought himself the luckiest king ever to have lived.
Look at me, he said. Watch as I turn this acorn into gold.
And he did just that. He reached up to the low-hanging branch of the oak tree and touched the acorn.
Gold, 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 gold.
And laughed as it turned to gold and fell from above with a solid thud as it hit the ground.
Gold, 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 gold.
Then he chose an apple and squealed like a greased pig as it became gold in his now magic hand. This went on for most of the day, and he turned so much into gold, his servants had a hard time finding places to store it all. But now, finally, he sought to have his supper and have a rest.
Bring me cheese, grapes, water and wine,
he said to his servants.
All this gold making has left me terribly hungry.
He clapped his hands with joy as the heaped plate was put in front of him, but nearly choked to death as the grape he popped in his mouth became a tooth-shattering nugget of pure, greedy gold. And that night, as he failed to sleep on a bed of solid gold, under a blanket of gold, while resting his head on a pillow of gold, he realized his mistake. All this gold suddenly wasn't worth it anymore, and he begged the god Bacchus to take away his golden touch.